The final three songs of the programme explore the highest expression of love as a force of transcendence. Plotinus describes the spiritual life as the flight of the alone to the alone, the soul's journey towards its source. For Ficino, it is love that makes this ascent possible. As he writes, love is a desire for beauty, and beauty is the splendour of divine goodness. Beauty may first appear in a face, a voice, or in a landscape, but for Ficino, every beautiful thing hints at a greater beauty beyond itself. These final songs explore that journey, tracing love from earthly experience towards something transcendent.
Vaughan Williams' Silent Noon is a setting of a sonnet by Dante Gabriel Rossetti from his cycle The House of Life, a collection which reflects a series of dualities: time and eternity, matter and spirit, separation and union. In Silent Noon, the dualities converge and are resolved. The poem presents a still summer landscape shared by two lovers. The musicologist Wilfred Mellers describes the song as musically transcendent. Rather than portraying love as longing or desire, the song presents a state where boundaries between self, the beloved, and the world seem to dissolve. Vaughan Williams creates this atmosphere through long, expansive vocal lines and a gentle, unfolding accompaniment that allows the music to linger within the poem's stillness.
From this stillness, we move to Richard Strauss's Morgan. Using a poem by John Henry Mackay that looks beyond the present towards a future reunion and a better tomorrow, imagining two lovers meeting again beside the sea, engulfed by sunlight. In many ways, the song embodies the new Platonic understanding of love. The beloved becomes a glimpse beyond the self, while the promised meeting in a better tomorrow points towards a greater idealized reality and transforms romantic longing into a promise of fulfillment. Strauss expresses this through extraordinary simplicity. The piano begins alone, and as the soprano Elizabeth Schumann recalled from her performances with Strauss himself, this prelude tells the story. The voice emerges gradually from the piano texture, and the two parts intertwine throughout. One writer observed that the repeated accompaniment creates a sense of endless and preordained motion, while the final unresolved sonority leaves the music suspended in an atmosphere of quiet expectation. Our final song is Roger Quilter's setting of Alfred Lord Tennyson's Now Sleeps the Crimson Petal, and the poem that our recital is named after. The poem comes from Tennyson's The Princess. The story tells of an arranged marriage between a prince and a princess. The princess, however, a believer in women's education and independence, establishes a university which the prince and his companions infiltrate disguised as female students. After they are discovered, a mock heroic battle ensues and the prince is injured. As the princess nurses him back to health, they fall in love. Now Sleeps the Crimson Petal is a poem that the princess discovers and reads beside the sleeping prince's bed. Quilter's songs, reflective of his own personal life, often convey an emotional restraint that conceals profound feelings. An article from the Musical Times reads, "The comfortable neatness of his music was a necessary safety valve, producing a curious space between the tortured intensity of his experience of life and art and the new complacency of his creative expression." These three songs offer three versions of transcendental love. First, as a metaphysical experience in which time seems to stand still, then as a promise towards an idealized state, and finally as a synthesis. Thank you.